Good morning. I hate to interrupt the buzz of friendly collegial conversations. Everybody seems to be having a good time, but I think we should go ahead and start. I haven't met most of you. I'm Craig Calhoun, the new director. I'm not going to go around the room and have you each say your name. I hope that I will get to know all your names in due course, but I apologize for not knowing them today. The agenda today is to talk openly, and have you ask questions. And I'm going to introduce that by saying a little bit about the strategic review that we're launching this year, which you may have heard of already. So let me begin, though, by saying thank you for welcoming me to your school. It's wonderful to be here. I'm excited about the LSE. I've admired the LSE from a distance. I still admire it after 2 months on the job and with more ability to point out some of the weak points. But the weak points are far outweighed by the strengths of the school. It's really a terrific institution, which is doing, I think, a very, very good job. The strategic review process is really an attempt to take stock of what we're doing well, what we're doing less well, and above all, what we most value. So it will begin with an attempt to clarify and articulate our sense of mission. I say our sense because I think we often leave this unarticulated. We leave it a little bit vague. We have an idea. Oh, yeah, we're on about things, you know, education and research and so forth. But we have a clearer mission than that, and I want to try to lead a discussion in which we become still clearer. So we can say about some of the big highlight points that we seek to be excellent. But that's pretty empty as a category. It's really a question of being excellent at what, doing what extremely well. That starts with education, teaching, providing a learning environment for our students. This is a matter of classroom teaching. It's a matter of the various outside the class kinds of support and resources that many of you are involved in, from the Center on Teaching and Learning to the library. The overall educational experience, the LSE, is something that needs to be a top priority. I think that was always true. I think it's a high priority, but I think sometimes we haven't made it as high a priority as it needs to be. And in this era of increased fees for students, there's all the more reason to try to be clear about what we are delivering in the way of an educational experience. We are very committed to research, to new knowledge. This was at the heart of the founding of the school, the idea that there were new kinds of knowledge that were needed for a new era to enable people in government and other policymakers, and indeed social movements, campaigning, to do a better job, to create a better society. So the LSE was founded with an idea that it would advance new kinds of knowledge, but it would do it to improve society. And this mission remains paramount. So when we think of research, I think it's great that we're very highly ranked, and we are, but our goal isn't simply to be highly ranked. Our goal is still to try to stretch the knowledge, push the frontiers, and develop the knowledge that will be useful in making a better society. So our goal is more specific than simply being highly ranked. That's a reflection of doing a good job. It's not the goal. The LSE from early on also has been unusually oriented to the public. It's been, if you will, a porous university, a university that was easy to move in and out of. It's not located off in a pretty old cathedral town. It's in the heart of bustling London. Right? We have various impediments that we get, like commuting times and traffic from this, noise and the cost of expanding our estate. But we draw from this location in London something essential to our character, a real engagement with the world and with the public beyond us. This is probably nowhere more evident than in our public events programming that Alan Revel leads, the speakers who come to the campus from all walks of life, quite extraordinary range of them. I imagine many of you have had a chance to be in the audience for these. But it's not limited to simply the public speakers. Right? It's a part of who we are. Our library is open to the public. We try to organize ways to communicate outward the results of our research, whether on the web or through publications that reach broader audiences, not only academic journal articles. And we feel an obligation to a public purpose. This is reflected in efforts to widen participation for students of all kinds to be able to come to the LSE. It's reflected in efforts to do outreach and work with schools, primarily in London. So the LSE, right, is about education, about expanding knowledge, and about doing it in ways that are of public benefit. But we can go on, and I hope in the course of this, we will go on to clarify a bit more about that mission. Right? These are the driving goals. Making a better society in these three ways. Okay. They get channeled through all the academic departments, all the research institutes, all the services of the school. Each service unit has a mission statement of its own, and it has a mission connected to this larger mission of the school. I've mentioned the library. The library supports our educational mission. It's a central part of it. It supports the research of the school, and it's part of our public engagement, both in being open to the public and in mounting exhibitions and other kinds of projects to specifically reach out to the public. Okay? Well, that's true in various ways for the whole school. So there's a little bit an orientation. What I hope we'll do is get clearer. What do we stand for, and how does that translate into big decisions? What do we stand for, and how does it translate into our teaching? Right? Have we looked at the whole long list of all the degrees we offer, particularly the taught postgraduate degrees, and asked, is this the package that we really value? Is this the right mix? Is there something else we should also be teaching? Are there cases where we're not doing as well as we would wish, and perhaps we should reorient our investment? Okay. Are we doing as well with undergraduate teaching? Are we doing as well reaching the broader public? We're brilliant face-to-face in London. Can we build up a comparable web presence to match how brilliant we are here? We've started. Okay. Now, this year, there's going to be an open effort to do some strategic planning, by which I mean not next month or next year, but long-term, how are we conceptualizing what we want to be, where we want to go, what it is we think is so important about the LSE that people should be sad if it's lost. Right? And then how do we organize what we do to get there, to move in that direction? So that's the intention of strategic planning. There are a bunch of issues to take up, and I'll just briefly allude to it, so you'll hear more about it. There's a question of the size of the school. Right? Is it the right size? Should we have more students? If we have more students, what kind of students? Should they be undergraduates or postgraduates? Should they be home EU students or international students? I think that in the current circumstances, we have an opportunity to look anew at this. The fee changes, the lifting of the AAB cap, and other changes have created an opportunity. I don't know for sure what the right answer is, but we could, for example, increase the number of home EU students in our undergraduate student body without having as much of a financial problem with that as we might have done a year ago or longer. Thinking about increasing size raises obvious questions, if you will, about shape. What would those students study? Would we accept them just based on their preferences randomly into different departments? Would we target certain departments? Can we build widening participation into any increase in the number of home EU students so that we're doing this intentionally from the beginning to be able to announce more places, encourage more students to apply who might not otherwise have considered the LSE? if we were to significantly increase the number of students, we would need to increase the number of teachers. And with the number of teachers, that would be a demand on space, on the estate. And it would be a demand on various support services that we need to do more. So we need to look at that in an integrated way. And the example is one that points up how everything's connected to everything else. Right? Once you start saying, okay, sure, we could admit 500 or 1,000 more students. They'd all be terrific. We would be fulfilling our mission because they would be smart. They would be determined to make a better world. They'd come here and get useful skills. But we then have to look at the impact of this on everything else we do and decide if we want to take on that and what it means. We also have to look at our environment and our competitors, right? Our neighbors and friendly competitors at UCL and King's, both of which have decided to grow enormously, and ask how that has an impact on us. We have to look internationally at all the many universities that have started offering taught master's programs competing with ours and ask what that does for our operating system. So there's a whole set of questions that just start with something simple like, are we the right size? And then branch out into more and more complicated questions about what it would mean to change that and how we could think about it. Beyond that, are we the right mix? I mentioned the mix in terms of postgraduate, undergraduate, different departments, different nationalities of students. But are we the right mix intellectually? Are we pursuing the cutting edge of scholarship in our area of social sciences and related professional schools in a way that enables us to make the biggest possible public contribution? How should we think about that? There's a question about globalization, internationalization, probably the biggest change at the school since its early years when the founders were still setting the mission directly, is that we've become the most global university in Britain and one of the most global in the world. We're global first and foremost in the sense of the students who come here from all over. We reflect the global and multicultural character of London in our staff. We have international partnerships. Should we do more with those international partnerships? We are encouraged by some people to open overseas campuses. I'm not sure that's a good idea, but we should know, not just go by my hunch. We should analyze this. We have joint degree programs in several countries, and they're popular. They get terrific students. Should we build more of these? Where? With whom? The internationalization questions, the size and shape questions, naturally raise questions about money. Right? The school is heavily supported by fees paid by students. I think we all know that. We don't like it to be the first thing we say about the school, but it's true. Okay? There are only so many places money can come from. We can hope that the government reverses decades of policy and starts increasing its support to the universities. But it doesn't seem to me that we would be wise to bet on that. We get a variety of contracts, research grants, consultancy relationships, executive education programs, but most of these are extra activities. They don't pay for the core of the LSE people, estate, basic operations. Private philanthropy is important. We receive gifts. This building is made possible in part by gifts. Right? But I think we probably could do a lot more to secure gifts. But then we need to ask, right? How do we go about doing that? Are we well organized for it? How do we decide the agenda for the gifts? How do we make sure that they are marshaled to the real mission of the school? And not themselves somehow driving us in a direction we don't want to go. And what risks do these gifts carry? Reputational risks, right? Risks of donors who are too directly involved in some of the school's operations. So we need to work wisely as well as work hard in raising philanthropic money. It's the main way that we have to offset what we charge students. As our government grants dwindle to support a relatively small part of the LSE, less than a fifth of the cost, indirectly, we receive some government support because some of our students have government loan guarantees. And we've received support in the past for the estate. But our big opportunity to mitigate what we have to charge students is private fundraising. I would say first and foremost for scholarships, but not only for that, for core operations, for buildings like this one, for improving the estate. So this is a big package of questions and issues, and it's pretty easy to hit the headlines. We should think about size, we should think about shape, we should think about how global we are, we should think about development money. But once you go beyond that, there are a whole lot of other questions, and that's what we have to work on this year. I don't think anyone is going to say, no, the size is absolutely graven in stone, you can never even think about it. They're going to have different views about it, different views about postgraduates and undergraduates. I don't think anyone is going to say, no, the LSE should not be international. But international, how much? In what way? We'll have discussions about all that. But we have to translate this into questions like, how does this make the LSE fulfill its mission better? How does it make it a good place to work in which each person who works here can thrive and contribute to that larger mission as effectively as possible? How does it make it a place that the strongest students really want to come to and feel great about while they're here and afterwards? So we have a whole series of follow-up questions that we have to explore after those headline items about strategy. And they go into every unit. So we will be calling on all of you, people in your units, to think about questions. What would be the implications of an increase in the number of students? What should be some of our targets if we are able to raise some philanthropic funding? What is it needed for? Beyond scholarships, which is one obvious need. Beyond estate, which is another. What can we do to fulfill the mission better? And let me close by asking you to ask me questions today, but continuously. Ask questions, make comments, make suggestions. You're members of the LSE, and the whole community of the LSE, its whole membership, if you will, needs to be a part of this discussion because it's about the future of an institution in which we spend a very large part of our waking lives, and which I think most of us have attachments beyond simply getting a paycheck. And I think most of us value about our jobs that they are chances to contribute to this basic mission of making a better society by providing education, by advancing knowledge, by engaging with the public. Our jobs are better jobs because of that. And we may be able to improve them still further through clarity about some of this and other work that follows up on it. So that's the end of my introduction to this process. You can ask me about anything. You don't have to ask me about strategic planning. The goal is to enlist you in this project of thinking about the future of the LSE. But as with my meeting with the students, you can ask me whether I like the penguin or the elephant better. You can ask anything.